On this Friday afternoon, let's check in with Eric Snodgrass to see what's up with the agricultural weather forecast. Kind of a temperature change coming, in the process right now, in fact, although we probably ought to look back at those heavy rains first. What'd you see?
Well, the problem was the rains that did come through weren't just heavy. I mean, they were absolutely torrential. And so the system that has been plaguing us with this cooler wetter weather we've been having, when it came through, it added on to some already big-time rainfall totals across central Illinois. And once it did, it really striped the United States from Texas to Michigan with heavy rainfall. Michigan, as you've been hearing about in the news, dealing with some major, major flooding. Well, that same system is now sitting over sat yesterday over parts of Tennessee and Kentucky, and continue to add to the major flooding problems that were happening in the Appalachian Mountains in North and South Carolina and Virginia. So we've been on the back side of that, and we finally shook off the cloud cover yesterday on Thursday. And today it feels more like what we would expect the end of May to feel like, and the temperatures are starting to rebound. But with the rebounding temperatures that we're going to be getting, we do have for our Memorial Day weekend some thunderstorm threat as we kind of press forward with things.
So I got a question about the summer, because we have some rainfall coming in. We need about an inch a week in June, July, maybe that in August as well, but certainly in June and July to have a good crop. Have you been thinking about what the rainfall next week really means and if it portends anything for the future?
Yeah, well, the rainfall that is coming up out of the south right now. So we're looking at a one-week forecast here from central Texas through Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, you know, getting into Missouri, the western Corn Belt and parts of the central Corn Belt. That heavy rainfall that is coming through there is going to be hitting some already very saturated ground. Now, it's got a couple of different, you know, ways to think about it. One, that means that any chance of getting drought to develop in that area through the month of May is now squashed. So that's good. We don't want drought in that area in May, especially not in June. But we do need the heat to come back in so that we can dry this out and get back in fields and get stuff done. You know, I was talking to a colleague this morning. One of the things we often say is, you know, it actually comes from potato farmers out in Idaho. They say, you know what we do with our crop is we love to bake it in May and let it cool off in July. And so getting that early season heat in May and June is good. In fact, statistically, we correlate better yields with hotter and slightly drier Junes as long as the July rain comes in. So when we look out that far, that's the big question, right? What do we end up getting as we move towards summer? And NOAA just released its forecast yesterday for summer, and they are calling for, you know, near average to above average precipitation for much of the Corn Belt in central U.S., and they're calling for near average temperatures for June, July, August. Any would-be heat and drought situation may possibly wait until later in the year, maybe into this fall when we're dealing with maybe a bit stronger of a La Nina at that time. So there's a lot to be on the lookout for, but what I just told you is at least good moving forward. It's better than what I've had to be conveying here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, check in on South America for me.
Yeah, so in South America, they're trying to, of course, finish up the Safrina crop, and the northern growing areas from Mato Grosso to Minas Gerais, the Tocantins, Bahia, that area is having a decent finish to the season overall. No major heat stress. Of course, and then it's not getting cold too fast there. And while they're normally running out of their monsoonal rainfall, it's right about harvest, but it's a southern growing area we're concerned about, specifically Paraná and Rio Grande do Sul. Those two areas, especially Rio Grande do Sul, as we've been talking about, have had major drought. Now, they got big rains coming in now. The question is the damage already done? And most folks I talk to, they say yes. And so this rain doesn't come through and just correct all the problems, but it certainly doesn't make things worse. What's interesting is behind it, this front that's sweeping through there, we've got some colder temperatures, and I don't think we're going to hit a very, very early frost down there, but seeing the temperatures get down into possibly the upper 30s, maybe even a little bit below that, is of concern. I'm going to watch it all weekend to see if they do, over the weekend and early next week, get into those cold temperatures. So southern Brazil really struggling as they finish out a growing season.
Let's go to the other side of the planet, where I think the soils in Ukraine may have a moisture content problem at this point.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been watching the soil moisture values as well, and I do it primarily using some satellite data. And you're right, it's not as though the whole of Ukraine is sitting on, you know, good, moist, black soil right now. And instead, they've got some patches of drought. we just had released to us some new data from the European model that looks out through the month of June, and the European went over to a drier forecast for them in June. So given that they didn't have the wettest start to the season and a forecast for a dry June, I think we just need to be on the lookout for some possible regional drought development in Ukraine. And I think this is going to be one of those years where our international weather story is going to be a major component of what drives our markets. So I think we need to keep talking about Ukraine every Friday to see how they continue to progress through their growing season as well.
We can do that. Hey, thanks so much. And we'll talk with you again next Friday.
Sounds good, Todd. Have a good one.
You too. That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible.